Next, please. Ah, Mr. O'Callaghan, how are you?
Oh, but Bigot, I'm not getting any younger.
None of us are. How can I help you?
I feel a bit chesty, and I have this pain on my right thigh.
At your age, it's probably wear and tear. How long have you had the pain?
Oh, sure, on and off over the last couple of years.
And why didn't you come in to me sooner?
But sure, there's not bed every day.
I see. Jump up there and we'll have a look at it.
Oh, God. Oh, damn. Oh, Jesus. Oh. When I have a few drinks, Doc, I forget about the pain.
Are you still drinking?
Oh, sure. God, pint.
How many will that be?
Oh, sure. One or two.
Let me put it this way. If a few pints wards off dementia, I can assure you, you will never get it. This may hurt now, so I want to see how much movement you have with your leg. Tell me if I'm hurting you.
Oh, that hurts. Oh, it's sore. Oh, jeez, that guy is here.
When would you have the pain?
I could get it any time, sir. Sometimes it runs down my leg even.
It appears you have got a touch of arthritis and sciatica.
Oh, God, can anything be done for that?
I can give you something for the pain. Normally, the sciatica eases out in its own time.
Oh, God, I can't do as much as I used to.
Mossy, I'd nearly ask you to look in my eye again.
Honestly, Doc, it does slow me down.
Does the pain shoot up and down your right arm and into your shoulder?
No. Would that be serious, no?
Oh, very serious. You wouldn't be able to pick up a pint.
Amateur, Doc, I could use my left one.
Do you get any exercise? Do you walk?
I walks up the town, and a few hours later, I walks back down the town.
Yeah, well, you should walk up past the lighthouse and on up to Clay Castle and...
Oh, be God, Doc, no. No, so look at me medicine days are long gone, no.
I suppose you're right. Pull up your shirt. Breathe in. Out. Again. Do you smoke?
Sir, only if I get them for nothing.
I see. Breathe in. Out. That sounds as if there's some phlegm there.
Sir, a hot whiskey now and then, and on special occasions, keeps the pipes clean.
Oh, like I said before, always everything in moderation, eh, Mossy?
Oh, that's right, Doc. Doc, we know each other now a long time.
We do.
As I'm here, I want to ask you about me mother.
About your mother?
You say, Doc, I was going to live in London with me wife.
I thought that finished a long time ago.
Oh, well, it did, but to say, she taught me I have a son. It changes a fella, you see. Doc, you see, look, that's a long story now. As I was about to get on the plane with Monica, she told me that my mother has cancer. I never wanted to go to London anyway. I decided to stay at home and look after her myself.
That's the first I've heard of your mother's got cancer. Let me see. There's such a thing as patient confidentiality, but in your case, I'll make an exception. I see here the last time I saw your mother was when she was here for her flu injection last winter. She's like most people her age. She's got some arthritis. But apart from that, she's in perfect health. Did you talk to her about it?
Oh, she was after me to talk to her all the time.
Your mother has had a tough life.
It'll be tougher when I get my hands on her. She led me to believe that she was dying of cancer.
She's not getting any younger. And your support she needs now.
I'll give her support.
I don't believe she would have survived without you.
I shall look at Doc. I wouldn't hurt her for the world, but sometimes I'd like to strangle her.
I'm sure she could say the same about you. You and your family have been my patients for years. Your mother may not be able to survive without you. Likewise, you would not be able to survive without her. The only reason you're still standing is because she's always looked after you. Am I right or wrong, Mossy?
Shall I suppose you're right. I couldn't imagine my life without her.
You should be glad she doesn't have cancer.
So what'll I do?
If I were you now, I'd humor her. Act as if she has cancer. It's the softer of the options. A bit of TLC won't do her any harm.
Oh, my God. She'll sense there's something going on, Doc. That woman is psychic. That woman now could tell you things about me before they even happen.
Play along with her.
Oh, it is going to be hard because all I want to do is strangle her.
And what's the alternative?
I suppose take your advice.
If you want a peaceful life...
I do.
Here are your prescriptions. And Mossy, you can't drink down on top of them.
What? Have you got any others, Doc? For God's sake.
Out you go. I've got other patients waiting.
All right. Thanks, Doc.
Next, please.
Come in.
You wanted to see me.
Close the door and sit down. Would you like a coffee or tea?
No, thank you.
I've been missing the last few days as a result of the physical attack on my person by your husband.
I told him not to come here.
Well, obviously he didn't listen to you. I'm blue in the face of telling the staff not to bring their troubles into work. No one seems to be listening to me. I'm left with no alternative but to suspend one of the staff. Then perhaps they might take heed of my instructions.
Can I say something?
Oh, by all means.
I didn't ask my husband to come here. I'm not responsible for what my husband does.
Of course you're not, Sheila. I can call you Sheila.
I don't care.
It makes no difference whether you ask him to stay away or not. As you can see, my eye is clearing up, but I may need to have surgery on my nose. I did not wish to press charges, but I did.
I know.
I'm a businessman. I don't believe in violence. I regret our misunderstandings. It might be in our mutual interest to shake hands. Right? You don't wish to? You have children.
One boy and two girls. I don't think it's any of your business to pry into my life.
May not be my business, but I'd like to know what's going on amongst the staff. Your husband, he's just a fisherman, isn't he?
Just a fisherman. Mac comes from generations of fishermen. He's a proud, honest, hard-working fisherman. With his own trawler, he believes in an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. We've never been short of anything.
How many holidays did you have this year?
None.
None?
We may not have much, but at least it's paid for.
You deserve better.
I don't know where you're coming from.
I have a proposition for you. You wouldn't want to see your husband dragged through the courts for assault and battery.
No, I wouldn't. We'll get through it if we have to.
It doesn't have to go to court. Since I pressed the charges, I can very well drop them.
How? Why would you do that?
I find you very attractive. I suppose you know that.
I didn't.
You know now, there's not a woman on the planet that doesn't like to be admired. I'm single, and you're... Well, you're on your own. Maybe we should get together some night, have a quiet drink somewhere.
What would my husband say?
You're away from him. He doesn't have to know. What the eye doesn't see, the heart doesn't feel.
I would never...
I'm giving you a way out. No one would know.
I would. Have you finished?
I want us to be closer.
You want... Do you always get what you want?
Of course. I have a reputation of getting what I want.
And what if you don't?
I take it.
Not this time. I'm going. I've work to do.
I've given you a solution. Think about
it. I don't need to think about it.
I'll give you a few days to think about it.
Don't waste your time. The answer will still be no.
I'm a patient man. Have it your way. Either way, your husband's not getting away with it.
Ah, there's Mossy.
What's he up to?
No good, I bet.
Mossy, how's it going?
Jeez, don't be talking to me, lads.
Mossy, grab the rope there and tie us up and tie up the stern as well, will you please?
Mac, if you go up with Mossy, Mickey and myself will stay on the trawler. We'll get it unloaded before the rain comes.
We'll do, Jackie.
You're a bit early today, lads.
We had to get in ahead of the storm.
My God, it's getting fairly black out there now, all right.
There's a southerly coming up, very sharp wind, and you wouldn't want to be caught out, as I can tell you that.
Mac, me head's all over the place today. God, I'm fierce edgy entirely.
What's bothering you, Mossy?
I can't tell you. I don't trust any of his.
What makes you think that?
Captain Hans, you can trust us, right?
No, look it, lads, look it. Promise you won't laugh.
We won't.
What do you think we are?
Massey, you're not coming out, are you?
Coming out of where?
You know, coming out.
What Mac is trying to say, Dingled, is are you coming out of the closet?
What closet? What the fuck are you talking about now?
Massey, it doesn't matter how you answer the question. Our lips are sealed. We'll still be your friend. Isn't that right, lads?
Yeah, of course it is.
It wouldn't bother me. I'd still have a pint with you.
Massey, are you gay?
Gay? Are you calling me gay, Jackie? Be glad I go down there and tear the head off you. What the hell makes you think that?
Sure, Massey, what were we to think? You're so bloody secretive. We've always trusted each other, haven't we?
Huh? Because I'm not telling you no.
Massey, we're only teasing you.
Come on, Massey, get it off your chest.
Look, Massey, what's wrong?
It's me mother's cancer.
Massey, if my mother had cancer, my head would be all over the place too.
That's the trouble. She doesn't have cancer.
But you taught me she had.
I taught everyone she had. And the doctor taught me she doesn't have it. She said she'd have cancer, so I would stay.
Jackie, isn't that nice?
You'd only hear the likes of that in the films.
That's why I didn't want to tell any of you. Because I knew he'd only take the piss out of me. I don't want her to know that I know that she has no cancer.
Look, Massey, don't mind him. Go on.
I fit the strangler, Mac. And that's not the only thing. Don't ye laugh now.
Would we laugh?
No.
The doc gave me pills for me hip. And I can't drink down top of them.
No, that's serious.
If I was you, man, I'd change that doctor.
Look, Massey, take heed of what the doctor told you.
I think Mickey's right. Change your doctor.
Lads, I don't want a fucking lecture from you now. I get enough of that at home from my mother.
You can trust us. We won't say a word, Massey. What are you doing? Give Mac a hand there before you fall asleep.
Oh, my God, it's a terrible shame all the same to see that poor old Sheila tied up.
So look, Massey, what can I do? Maybe Sheila has a point after all.
Mac, don't be going softening me now. Sheila's a lovely person, and I don't forget the times she helped me out when I was stuck. But she's still a woman.
I hope she's still a woman.
Ah, you know what I mean.
Look, Massey, look, I've been thinking. Maybe it's the end of an era for generations of my family being fishermen. Maybe it's a good time to get out. It's getting harder and harder to make a living at it, you know. What's happening between Sheila and me might be for a reason, to help me face the truth. My days of being a fisherman are over. I've got to accept it. It's probably for the best.
Be God, Mac, I always hate it when you think. I don't know what you're saying at all, boy.
Do you hear yourself?
Mac, don't rush into making a decision until you're feeling better on yourself. It's okay if you want to go off and pick up the little one from school. Massey will give us a hand there with the few jobs that are left.
Are you sure, Jackie?
Go on. We'll be tied up for the next few days until the storm passes over.
And we'll fix up with you tomorrow when we see you.
Ah, thanks, lads. See you later.
Mac is his own share of troubles now, lads.
Ah, he has.
Mac doesn't say much, though.
I know the two of them now long enough. One is as stubborn as the other. But they're good people.
I hope he doesn't give up without a fight. As us ancient mariners would say. Mickey, what are you doing?
I'm looking for those ancient mariners that you're talking about.
Jackie, go on, boy.
As us ancient mariners would say, you'll never leave your ship until you have to climb upwards.